Ottoline and the Purple Fox by Chris Riddell. Read by Ronnie Ancona. For Princess Joanna of Norfolk. Chapter 1. Ottoline Brown lived in an apartment in the P.W. Huffledink Tower, which looked like a pepper pot, so everyone called it the Pepper Pot Building. She lived with her best friend, Mr. Munro, who was small and hairy and came from a bog in Norway. Ottoline always keeps a notebook to write down interesting things and clever plans. Mr. Munro likes to collect string. Ottoline's parents, Professor and Professor Brown, were roving collectors and travelled the world collecting things which they shipped home for Ottoline to take care of. The collection was very big, but Ottoline had lots of help from all sorts of people who came to apartment 243 every day. The Home Cooked Meal Company delivered Ottoline's meals, McBean's Cleaning Service, who kept everything spick and span, Smith and Smith Pillow Plumping and Curtain Drawing Technicians visited every morning and evening, the Smiling Dragon Clothes Folding Company kept things neat and well-pressed, the Happy Nest Bedmakers changed the sheets, Marion's Bathroom Supplies looked after the bathroom, Door Handles Shiner's Ink made the doorknobs sparkle, and the 1,000-strong light bulb changing company shone light on proceedings. As well as looking after the apartment and its collection, Ottoline and Mr. Munro had all sorts of adventures together, like the time they foiled a notorious cat burglar. You can listen to that in Ottoline and the Yellow Cat. And encountered the ghostly horse of the Hammersteins. You can listen to that in Ottoline Goes to School, and visited the abominable troll of Trondheim, Quite Bigfoot. You can listen to that in Ottoline at Sea. But whatever they did and wherever they went, Ottoline and Mr. Munro looked out for each other, because they were best friends and had been for as long as Ottoline could remember. Ottoline has always liked playing with and brushing Mr. Munro's hair. Mr. Munro likes hot chocolate, sunny places, and lengths of string. He doesn't like rain, having his hair brushed, and being mistaken for a dog. Ottoline had decided to have a dinner party and was out and about planning for it in her notebook. Guest list, she wrote. Mrs. Pasternak and Morris, Cecil Forbes Lawrence and Mumbles, Newton Knight and Skittles, the Sultan of Pahang and Bye Bye, and the bear in the basement. Dinner party menu. Porridge and hot chocolate. Super duper soup.